One More Turn. Episode 1210. Chance to Connect.
Reese, is there something I... I'll take that as a yes. Do come in.
I want to know the story.
So you are a journalist. So you, of all people, must know you need to be specific.
The story of Hudson's name. What he was told. Or at least, what did he tell you of it?
This is not really...
You haven't even been to visit him since you left custody.
How would you even know that?
I may not be from a small town, but I know the people here. And there aren't that many people to know because of its size.
Wow, that was many words to say very little. You should have been a novelist.
Not answering a claim means you must still be a political strategist, after all.
Well, let's not with that nonsense again. I'd rather forget being charged with assaulting Barry, if you don't mind. And even if you do...
Did you even visit Hudson while you were a patient in the same hospital?
It was in his room that I was arrested. Did you not hear about that?
Was it even your idea to see him?
If you are determined to be mad at me, at least let me get you mad about something that is of use to me. Is this about our podcasting venture?
Venture? It was vaporware. I'll give you a moment to look that up. Always leave your smartphone on a desk in plain view of anyone who walks in.
Barges in is more like it, but really now, what concern of that is yours?
Do you understand why I call our podcast vapor?
Vapor now? So it's a gas instead of a solid?
Save the science lesson, you know what I mean.
Vaporware is, let me see here, software or hardware that has been advertised but is not yet available to buy. Our podcast never was to be software or hardware, and we did not advertise it.
You're such a fucking boomer asshole.
And you're a condescending, millennial bitch. Do you want to hear this story or not? I did say this was not my story to tell, but if Hudson wakes up...
When? When, you mean?
His vitals are stable, but not improving.
How would you even know that when you haven't visited him in more than a month?
I am from this small town. I know people. There aren't that many to know, but I know them. Is that enough verbiage for you to get my point?
Talking about points now? I guess I've got you really thinking about Hudson now.
When Hudson met Riley, he pretended like he didn't even know who I was. He was protecting Riley from embarrassment because I never met her, even when he was dating Bella, who ultimately told me about Riley's existence. But his surprise when I explained how I was named after Gary, well, now that was genuine.
Why does Bella call you uncle when you and her father are cousins, not siblings?
Family is what you make it, not what is handed to you. We made it family like that.
But your parents and Bella's father's divorce never spoke again.
To each other, sure, but Gary and I were in high school by then. We kept in contact.
How weird was it to have your very cousin start dating your niece's ex-lover's sister? Less than you being asked out by her afterwards, at least?
Technically, she never... We digress. I...
When I got your SOS Reese text, Garrison, this is not what I expected to see.
SOS Reese? Let me see that.
Keep your hands off Avery's device. I'll show you that text myself.
I see that it's not the first time you've sent that message to her either.
Damn it, Garrison. Just how small did you make your screen text so she could see that?
More like how big is my screen? I flatter myself.
We've been worried about you, Reese. You haven't been yourself since Hudson's injury.
Injury? He didn't trip on a sidewalk. Kingston sucker punched him.
It may be besides the point, but I think he saw it coming. Okay, beside the point.
Have you heard about the story how Hudson got his name?
He told me it was because his parents were shopaholics.
Of course he did, but that is untrue. His biological parents did not name him Hudson. His adoptive parents did.
Does Hudson know that?
Sometime after he met his biological parents, yes. I believe he told me he was given his birth certificate when he turned 12.
You look tired, Reese. Do you need to lie down?
Don't try to parent me just because you birthed a child. You didn't even keep him.
Reese, this is your one warning, and one warning alone. Stay civil or get out.
Isn't saying alone redundant there? Because if you say you're giving one warning...
Avery, this is your one warning, and one warning alone. Play nice or work out.
I think he's body shaming you.
Me and postpartum, no less. Okay, boomer.
Careful now. He might just call you a millennial.
What? We weren't even born in...
Not that again. And how are you defending her after what she said to you?
I know what it's like to lash out in anger when you're hurting, so I'm giving her a pass.
Is there a way to pass on any more of this conversation?
Well, that depends. I got a craving for sticks of gum smothered in dark chocolate while I was pregnant with Jake. Will we find these things when we invade your pantry?
One More Turn, written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick, edited by Dark Cloud, directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Garrison, voiced by Steve Warning You Too Warner. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Rades. Avery, voiced by Jennifer Lund. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
On second thought, I think I'll keep my dessert for myself.
Fine by me. I see that slimy film sitting on top. It's old, been left to dry out, or both.
It's surface deep that you could scrape off in seconds. The rest is bouncy goodness.
I don't think I want to hear about your bouncy goodness.